Call to order this regular assembly meeting in the city and borough of Greenville on April 8th, 2014, at 7 PM. The pledge of allegiance this evening will be led by assembly member James Stowe, after which please remain standing for the invocation to be given by Don McConaughey.
I pledge.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Let us pray. O God, you have bound us together in a common life. Help us to work together with mutual respect. Guide our community leaders to decisions that will fulfill our role in your eternal purpose. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Thank you. We have a proclamation this evening. I'll read that. It's National Library Week, April 13th through 19th, 2014. Whereas our nation's school, academic, public, and special libraries make a difference in the lives of millions of Americans, and whereas libraries are places of opportunity providing programs that teach all forms of literacy, promoting continuing education, and encouraging lifelong learning, and whereas in times of economic hardship, Americans turn to and depend on their libraries and librarians. Whereas librarians are trained, tech-savvy professionals providing technology training and access to downloadable content like ebooks. And whereas libraries play a vital role in supporting the quality of life in their communities. And whereas libraries continuously grow and evolve in how they provide for the needs of every member of their communities. And whereas libraries help people of all ages discover a world of knowledge both in person and online, as well as provide personal service and assistance in finding needed information. And whereas libraries are narrowing the digit divide by providing no-fee public computer and internet access to accommodate the growing need for access to digital and online information. And whereas libraries, librarians, library workers, and supporters across America are celebrating National Library Week. Now therefore, be it resolved that I, David Jack, Mayor of the City and Borough of Greenville, Alaska, do hereby proclaim April 13th through 19th, 2014 as National Library Week, and encourage all residents to visit the library that week to take advantage of the wonderful library resources available at your library. Lives change at your library. I can attest to that. I have been continuing my education, and the library has been a big help in that, in that endeavor, and I certainly appreciate it personally. Kay, would you please come forward and sit this?
Hi, I'm KJ Bush, librarian, of course. And on behalf of our staff, we would like to invite the community to a open house reception next Thursday from 1 to 4 in the afternoon, and we'll be serving cake, coffee, and punch. Just stop in and visit and see what's new and what's changing, and like to see everybody up there if you can make it. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Roll call, please.
Assembly members Wiederspin?
Here.
Blake?
Here.
Stowe?
Yes.
Decker? McCloskey? Wilma Stokes?
Present.
And Mayor Jack?
Here. Item 3, amendments to the agenda. Yes.
I'd like to consider adding under new business a discussion
of the letter we received from Mr. James Stowe as president of the Thomas Bay Power Authority.
Okay, are you making a motion that that be removed from the consent agenda and placed on the agenda?
It's not on our consent agenda.
It'll be on, can I see?
Oh, okay, that letter, I'm sorry.
So is that a motion?
Mm-hmm, that's a motion.
I'll second.
I've been moved and seconded, any discussion?
Yeah, I would put forward that really this communication letter isn't going to have any effect right away, and it should be on our next agenda. That's our standard policies when things come forward here, that if we're going to have discussion, it should go with the next agenda. That's what this council brought forward before.
It's just a discussion, no action to be taken.
You guys told me that that couldn't happen last time when I read one.
Just for your information, I have asked that be placed on the agenda for next week under communications. If you wish to have it placed for discussion item, that could be done. Any further discussion? Roll call, please.
Assembly members Blake?
Yes.
Stowe?
No.
Decker?
Yes.
Wilma Stokes?
No.
Wiederspin?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Mm-hmm. Where were you putting it, Julie?
Mm-hmm. Under new business.
13C.
It'll be on next.
The next one.
Okay. Were you wanting it on this agenda? I
was under the impression
she wanted it under this agenda.
Yeah,
yeah.
I
okay.
Do too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I meant under 13C.
I just, you know, I misunderstood your motion, quite frankly. I thought you were asking to have it placed on the agenda for next year. Next meeting. Mm-hmm. And I do not, since it has not been publicly, it's not out there in public knowledge, I don't think it's proper to have it on this.
That's why I put it forward, the body votes on it. If you'd like to bring the vote back, I think you're in the prevailing party, you can do that. And we can vote again on it, but the idea is just to have a discussion. It's not to take any action because it is not on the agenda.
I still feel even if it's under discussion, it should be put on the agenda and brought forth so the public will have an opportunity to be present when it's discussed.
You heard what I had to say. Mm-hmm. When I brought that forward one other time, we had a discussion that wasn't allowed. So I was trying to do it the proper way.
And quite frankly, I agree with you that that's the proper way to do it, I think. I'd like to bring it back.
Yeah, you better bring it back.
Yeah.
Would you like me to poll vote again?
Yes, please.
Assembly members Blake?
Yes.
Stowe?
No.
Decker?
Yes.
Wilma Stokes?
No.
Wiederspin?
No.
And Mayor Jack?
No. Conflict of interest. Hearing none. Move on. Item 5, approval of consent agenda.
Move to approve those agenda items listed under consent agenda, those marked with an asterisk, items 6A, 7B, 7A, 7B, 7C, 7D, 7E, 7F.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none, poll vote, please.
Assembly member Decker?
Yes.
Wilma Stokes?
Yes.
Wiederspin?
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
Stowe?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item eight, Borough Manager's Report.
I didn't prepare a written one, but I have a couple of notes here that the last time there was a discussion or a member of the public that had come before the assembly about a complaint about the cemetery. Mm-hmm. And we've done a little research on that. And I guess there's a couple of issues going on here. One is that there's some things we could go out there and do. There's a bigger problem that the ordinance that's in effect we really haven't enforced it. And so the ordinance in effect at the new cemetery is basically that you're going to have a headstone and everything else would be grass. So it'd be easy to maintain, it'd be easy to take care of. That hasn't happened, and there's all kind of things out there that, and it just makes it harder to deal with. But I think initially, I think that's a bigger question that I don't know if we really want to handle that right now, but I think initially for somewhere between $4,500 and $6,500, we could hire an extra person and have the normal crew that starts about this time of year doing parks maintenance and stuff like that. They could get on that. They could try to raise headstones and level them that have sunk some. They could, other things that have settled down, they could try to level some of that stuff out. But I think some of the other things that people have put, and I think everybody means well and wants their loved ones to it look nice and stuff, but something, I think what happens, you have some wood products that over time they start to rot, and then it's, they start not looking their best, and others have, plant a small bush and in 10 years it's spread over four graves, kind of thing. I mean, they just get bigger and bigger, and so there's just a lot of things like that I think is a longer, more detailed discussion. But if the assembly would like us to move forward with hiring a couple extra people for that price range, we could go out there and start doing that. So and hopefully have that looking somewhat better between now and Memorial Day, which is normally a good time to have all that looking sharp. So
Mayor,
go ahead.
So this is in your, you have item in the budget that we can use that with?
Yeah, we'll find some money there.
Okay. And the same discussion that you're having there, we had that discussion years ago.
Yep.
When graveyards were first formed when I was on. And there was a discussion about not allowing things above there except for headstones.
Right.
And we had a public discussion with it. We had some people that were here and discussed it thoroughly, and the city came up with a deal that it's supposed to be just headstones only and bail, so they can mow it and take care of it easier and do that. So I just want to bring that back.
Sure. And whatever the reason, now that some of those things are there, we probably are going to have to go, so you don't upset everybody in the world for doing this or that. It would have to be kind of, we'd go, if we needed to go call person by person and just deal with it that way, we will. We plan to try to get this where it's a low maintenance, where you can keep it up better and it looks better. But the more things you have, it's just harder to mow. It's harder to get equipment in there to dig a grave, to when there's stuff all over, there's no really room to move around there very well. So but we'll do what we can in the short term here, and then in the long term we'll start working towards adhering to the ordinance. And so
Jeff, maybe we could publish something in the paper again.
Yeah.
Bring it back to the bring it back to the public, right, that we're going to start enforcement.
Yeah.
Should we possibly put that on the next agenda for discussion items so the public can be present?
we won't do anything that will upset the apple cart that soon. And And I know I talked to both Amber, who the parks guys work for her during the summertime and do all the weed eating and mowing and that kind of stuff, and also to Carl. And what I'd like to do is bring back something when I can get her and Carl and I together and kind of get a, we'll take some pictures and have a kind of a presentation in the ordinance and the whole thing, and kind of some recommendations maybe what we could do and how we could, the steps to go through to do it. And and like I said, I certainly don't want to upset people that, I mean, I've got parents out there, like a lot of other mm-hmm. people have relatives, and so I understand the issues there. So, but yeah, let us kind of get our heads together, and we'll, in the meantime, we'll start on just things we can do, and then long term we'll bring back some kind of a plan, and then we can start talking about it and see how that goes. But that will work, and whether it's, you know, next time or maybe the time after, but we'll try to get back to you here reasonably soon. The budget, we've been meeting with department heads, Lee and I have been, and I've been working with him on kind of the budget process, and so we are behind here, but we should have your some kind of a draft to you by the 22nd. We'll just hand it out at that meeting. And then we'll talk about the schedule. We'll have plenty of time to have a workshop with the assembly, with the staff, and then to kind of just go over it in general. And then we'll have plenty of time to have at least one workshop or more, and one public hearing or more if we need them. So, and by the time we start having those, the legislature will be done. And we'll kind of know what they've done. I think we know on the federal side, we've still got union negotiations coming up, and we've got first part of May, we've got the other big chunk always is the health insurance. Sometimes that goes up in big chunks and gives big chunks of money. So, but we are working through that. CASIR will bid open is tomorrow. And hopefully we'll get some decent bids. The Shelley Masson property, that came on your agenda last week. I had a meeting scheduled for her last Thursday or Friday, and then I come down with this crud and canceled the meeting. We have another meeting this Friday. And so I would like to postpone the action on the meeting tonight. And then I'll meet with her. I've got the information from the assessor. I've got some more information I would like to show her, and then hopefully we can come to some resolution. But if we can't, I will bring back a recommendation to the assembly and you know, see she can lobby her points if we differ. So, but anyway, I would like to meet with her and go over the information I have first, and then hopefully we can work through that. And I'm not sure what the legislature is doing right now. Like I said, I've been out of touch for the last 5 or 6 days, but I'll check tomorrow and see what the PERS and the revenue sharing, those are big ones for us as far as our operating budget. That kind of puts a lot of money into our coffers here for running the city. So those are big items for us. So. And that's about it.
Any questions or comments? Her
report's gone up. Other than what's in my report, we do have on Monday, April the 14th, the public library hours will be different than normal. They have something going on in there, so they will be open from 9 a.m. to noon, and then they will be closed from 1 to 5. So on that day, they will only be open 9 a.m. to noon, and that's, I know Kay had mentioned that some people were thinking the hours were changing, and it's just for that day, Monday, April the 14th. And then also the spring cleanup and free dump day schedule is out, and it's throughout April and right into the first part of May, and I do have some extra schedules there on the table. And other than that, I don't have anything to add.
Thank you. Any comments?
Did you have a question?
No, you just okay. Notify me about the code meeting.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Sure.
do forget.
Okay. Item 10, Mayor Assembly Reports and Appointments. Do any assembly members have any reports?
I have a report. A week ago, I was contacted by one of the citizens concerning the overly large amount of animal feces that we've been seeing downtown and loose dogs and various animal control issues. That got into a Facebook conversation, which since exploded with 30 or 40 different people bringing up the same issue and the same concerns over and over and over again. So I've talked with Kim and I've talked with Jeff about it, and they're both been doing some research. What we're looking at is what other communities in this area our size have been doing, and we've got some suggestions from Valdez, Craigs, Cordova, Haynes, and Petersburg. We're also looking at possible grants through the National Humane Society and through the SPCA, things that can help us out to get some type of program started. I understand we've had an animal control officer in the past, and what happens is the problem gets under control, and then that person doesn't have as much to do, and people complain, so we get rid of the position. Not too long after we get rid of the position, and the problem goes back up again. So what I'm looking at, maybe doing a part-time ordinance officer position where they would be responsible for more than just animal control, enforcing other city ordinances such as parking and things of that nature to keep them busy all the time. We're also looking at possibly what we can do with the city kennels out there and those kind of things. So I'd like to get this put on the agenda for discussion at the next meeting and get the other assembly members to chime in with their ideas and suggestions and see if we can't come up with a solution to this.
I did observe all of those most of those comments on Facebook that were going around, and it was quite substantial. Mm-hmm. A lot of people that, we like to keep our community clean and pleasant to live in, and it's very difficult when people are walking around in dog feces.
We have a parvo problem right now, from what I understand, and parvo is spread through dog feces, so that's mm-hmm. one of the big issues.
Yeah. Any other discussion? Yes.
Just a comment. We had a monthly report from SEPA included in our packet, and earlier this month, I listened to the majority of the last SEPA board meeting from March 3rd and 4th, I think it was, through their new website. And I just want to say the website's really nice. They've redone it. They have the audio of their board meetings on there. They have, bylaws, minutes, just the whole entire board packet, all their financials. So it's quite nice. I think it's very accessible, and that was one of the things we asked them to do, and it's been done, and it's good.
Okay, good. Anything, any other assembly member have a report or comments? Okay, item 10B, appointment to fill a vacancy on the Wrangell Convention and Visitor Bureau. One vacancy on expired term until October 2016. There were no letters received for this vacancy, so we'll continue our search for someone to fill that appointment. Item 11, persons to be heard. Person to be heard, Mr. Don McConaughey. State your name and address if you would, please.
Don McConaughey, 622 Zamovia Highway, Wrangell, Alaska. Just two things. One, I think it's really neat that we have a great library here and a great librarian. I'm not saying that because her husband's here, because she is a really great lady, and she does a lot for this community and our library in particular. One thing that I wanted to bring up is a week or so ago, the local police department had made a presentation to the fire department as to what their plan of action is in case of some sort of problem at the school, at our schools here. There has been a lot of bad things happen in schools around this country over the last year or so, and so they went and they made a preparedness plan as to what they need to do and the different things that have happened in different schools. I didn't personally hear it, but my son was at that meeting, and he was very, very taken back by it and very impressed by what they had to say and what their plans are. And I would like you as an assembly to investigate and find out what they did say about it and give them a pat in the back for doing that. I understand they're going to give out more more public information in different venues. Whether they're going to come and speak to you or not, I'm not exactly sure, but it's something that's very near and dear to me, and I think it's great that our police department has taken the initiative and done something to prevent something from happening rather than reacting to something that will happen. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Item 12, unfinished business. 12A, proposed ordinance number 877, an ordinance of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending Wrangell Municipal Code Title 14, Harbor and Port Facilities, Chapter 14.01, General Provisions, specifically Section 14.01.030, creating subsection JJ, establishing a definition for Marine Service Center. Second reading.
Make a motion to approve ordinance number 877.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none, call the roll, please.
Assemblymember Stowe?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Wilma Stokes?
Yes.
Wiederspoon?
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. 12B, proposed ordinance number 878, an ordinance of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending Wrangell Municipal Code Title 14, Harbor and Port Facilities, Chapter 14.11, Fees and Penalties, specifically Section 14.11.005AA, changing the fees for the Marine Service Center and establishing an effective date. This is the second reading.
Move to approve ordinance 878.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none, call the roll, please.
Assembly members Decker?
Yes.
Wilma Stokes?
Yes.
Wiederspoon?
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
Stowe?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 12C, proposed ordinance number 879. An ordinance of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending Wrangell Municipal Code Title 14, Harbor and Port Facilities, specifically Chapter 14.07, Port Operations and Other Services, creating Section 14.07.095, Marine Service Center, establishing availability and lease provisions of the Marine Service Center. This is the second reading.
Move to approve the ordinance number 879.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none, call the roll, please.
Assembly members Wilma Stokes?
Yes.
Wiederspoon?
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
Stowe?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 12D, approval to purchase residential property from Shelley Masson for the purpose of a right-of-way. This was postponed from the March 25th, 2014 meeting. The borough manager has requested that this be postponed to our next meeting. I will entertain a motion to that.
I would make a motion to go ahead and move this or postpone this till the next meeting.
Second it.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none, poll vote, please.
Assembly members Wederspoon?
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
Stowe?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Wilma Stokes?
Yes.
And Mayor Decker.
Yes. Moving on to new business. Item 13A, approval for contract administration and inspection services to R&amp;M Engineering for the Cassiar Street roadway and utilities project.
Move to approve the contract with R&amp;M Engineering Ketchikan based on time and expense in the amount of not to exceed $91,760 for the contract administration and inspection services, which is scheduled to be paid with DCCED grant funds.
Mm-hmm. Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none, poll vote, please.
Assembly members Blake?
Yes.
Stowe?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Wilma Stokes?
Yes.
Wederspoon?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13B, approval to hold a special assembly meeting on Friday, April 11, 2014 at 12:15 p.m. to award the Cassiar Street roadway and utilities improvements project.
Move to approve scheduling a special assembly meeting on Friday, April 11, 2014 to award the Cassiar Street roadway and utility improvements project.
I'll second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none, poll vote, please.
Assembly member Stowe?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Wilma Stokes?
Yes.
Wederspoon?
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 14, attorney's file. We have none. Item 15, executive session. There is nothing scheduled. Item 16 is adjournment. We'll adjourn at 7:32 p.m.